And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Loggy, I don't know if this one's going to perhaps give you a little insight into my mind.
Let's go.
And how it works. Not necessarily a good insight.
So much footy paraphernalia here.
This one is based around what I can't let go, combined with now what I find to be one of the most intense workouts that I can ever do. As far as a fitness routine.
Okay. You are very fit.
Well, you'd be surprised. So this is Thursday is our bin day at in our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And
that's a hard one, Thursday bin days.
Yeah.
But ours are Sundays, so you get the whole weekend, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, Sunday's well, that's the not, best.
Actually, day. That would help with what I'm about to say. Mm. So my mindset is I cannot let a green bin day go without having a green bin full.
Yeah, Jimmy's exactly the
Feels
same.
Feels like one of the great wastes.
Yeah.
You know, you must have a green
you
bin
must.
Filled.
You simply must.
But every now and then, get to a busy time of the year. It's been that for the last couple of weeks for me. I'm a little bit behind on some of the gardening stuff, mowing the lawn, some of the trimming, everything like that. And I got to last Thursday morning after I'd finished the show and got home, I realized that the rubbish trucks are coming.
Yeah.
And I did not have a green bin filled. So I'd only put out the rubbish bin, so the red bin lid.
Right.
And I thought to myself, okay, I can do this. I'm a professional athlete. I'm an elite athlete. Was. I've still got some fitness in me.
Yeah.
I can do this. There is a truck coming down the street at some stage and I will beat it.
Okay.
I will have this bin filled before that truck gets to my house.
That's insane.
Insane, of course. Yep. Not saying my brain works in a good way at all. But I straight away got the lawnmower out for the front yard. So I'm like, Power it out.
You and did not.
Because it was so long, because I'd let it go for so I'm like, so many grass catcher loads fill into the bin. Quickly check.
Well, you can see it
coming. No, not coming yet. But I knew the moment I heard the truck, I had maybe 12 seconds to then get the bin to the front of the house.
Yeah.
So I had to work flat out, but keep my ears pricked and ready sound of the truck coming around the corner to race out the front. I got the front lawn done.
Yeah.
I got the back lawn done.
Hey, hang on.
I trimmed up all these little, there was so much overgrown, just rubbish. I did some weeding. I'm talking about Niagara Falls amount of sweat pouring off me. I'm moving that fast. I've got it absolutely, basically chock-a-block full.
Yeah.
As I've then heard the truck for the first time. So I'm running with the truck down the down the driveway, through the front gate, out onto the front curb as the truck is getting to the next door neighbours.
Yes.
I have still got it.
You still have it. I feel like that needs to be a game show because I would watch that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Play it, Log.
Ma, what's your name? Ma, I'll guess. Ma, what's someone could twerk to that, but they
can't. The dance moves aren't necessary with that song. Thank you very much, Loggy. This is where we try and guess somebody's either mum or dad's name. Simply out of the blue, we get to ask one question each. And Ed from St Albans Park is on the line. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Lauren.
Hello.
Lovely to talk with you, Ed.
We're going to guess dad's name. Is that correct?
That is correct, if you don't mind.
All right,
Loggy, you lead us off with a question.
Ed, did Dad have a nickname related to his name growing up? So not like related to maybe his hair colour or his favourite, like he wore jeans all the time. Do you get what I mean? It was like related to his name.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Okay. All right, Ed. If Dad was going to a summer barbecue sort of thing, get together with friends, would he rock a Hawaiian shirt or a short sleeve shirt with a tie?
Oh, wow. Great question.
As a West Indian, it'd be the short sleeve shirt with a tie.
Okay. All right. So we've got nickname related to his name, white shirt with a tie. And look, you did put in a bit of a clue there.
Yes.
West Indian. West Indian. So I'm just like, okay, what am I going to say? I'm going to say, is your dad's name Eddie?
No.
Oh. Yeah, see, I'm...
Okay, I thought it might be. Oh, damn, sorry, that trumpet was...
That's a little unfair.
That was very loud trumpet.
I'm thinking back to some of the... I'm using the West Indian hint here because some of the great West Indian cricket teams that I followed over the years had quite almost traditional English names with them. So I'm going down that. I think it's Charles, and it would be Charlie.
Unfortunately, no. Sorry.
Oh, damn. That pause almost got us. What's your dad's name, Ed?
Cyrus.
That is such a cool name.
I could have had 1,000 guesses, Ed, and I wouldn't have got there.
Oh, well, thanks for playing along, Ed. Hang there. We'll give you a prize, uno momento. We've got to play with Carol first. Carol from Mount Dunedin. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, Carol, are we guessing mum or dad's name?
Dad's.
Okay. We got a double dad today.
Double dad. Okay.
Oh, can I go first
time? Go for it, Lincoln.
All right, Carol. If Dad pops on some music, is it the Beach Boys or was it Black Sabbath?
Beach Boys vibe.
Carol, has Dad ever commented that Basic Instinct is a good movie?
Hell no.
Okay.
And Carol doesn't want to hear it if he did think
Carol
it was a good
movie. Carol doesn't
want
to hear it. Okay, so we've got Beach Boys vibe, not into Basic Instinct, so I'm guessing kind of, all right, Carol, Lingy's going to have the first
all
guess.
All right, I reckon it's in the song. It's in the intro song. It's Jeff.
Yeah, nah.
God, Carol.
You had
God.
Me with the yeah,
I know,
Carol.
You had
Come
me,
on.
That was the yeah. Okay.
That was a yeah, nah.
I'm going to go a bit different. So it's a little bit, but it's still a vibe. Is your dad's name Troy?
Right. Answer the right letter, but no.
What is it?
What is it? Don't tell me it's Trev.
Thomas.
Damn it.
We suck at this game.
We do suck at this game.
Thank you, though, Carol.
What a fun
Your dad
time.
Doesn't suck. We suck.
Yeah. Ask him to watch Basic Instinct, Carol. I reckon he...
No,
I reckon
he
might like
it. He would definitely be at church.
Okay, yeah. No, maybe not then. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. I'm not well.
No, you're not very, very happy at the moment, Log, because Tom, in his absence, he is not here again today. He dropped it on you last week on Friday. He's kept at it. We spoke to him yesterday. He said that you and him, because basically I've just flat out refused to do it, are going to sleep over at the old Geelong jail. As part of, so Lazarus is doing a fundraising campaign, obviously trying to support all the wonderful services they do for the homeless in Geelong, support those who need it. But somehow it's ended up with you sleeping in a place that basically you don't want to sleep at because not only will it be probably a slightly uncomfortable sleep, Old Geelong Jail is well known as being one of the most haunted buildings in Geelong.
Yeah, if not Australia. and I used to see ghosts a lot when I was younger. It would freak me out. So I am terrified. And Tom has organised us a chat with the amazing Donna from Donna's Doorway. You may hear her doing psychic readings on Bay FM. You may have watched her on Haunted Australia. She's a very well-established psychic who knows a lot about the ghosts at the Old Geelong Jail. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Now, Donna, you have been invited along, and thank you so much for your time, to try and maybe comfort Loggy a little bit. But I'm assuming if you've done things at the Old Geelong Jail before and perhaps you've felt certain things, that maybe Loggy's not going to be so comforted. Is the Old Geelong Jail just packed full of ghosts and spirits and everything under the sun?
Yeah, look, I've done probably 3 investigations there and a live show, actually. Very active, yes, like extremely. Especially if you're sensitive, if you know what I mean,
yeah.
You'll probably pick it up more. As soon as you walk in the doors, you might find you're feeling very heavy.
Yep.
You know, you might get a little bit agitated. You might get a bit of a hot flush, a bit of nausea, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A bit of discomfort in the chest area, a bit of heaviness, a bit of out of balance, that type of thing. But when you walk actually in, you can feel it as soon as you walk in the doors. But when you walk into the actual open area, it's like, oh my God, it can be quite overwhelming.
We're trying to sell this to Loggy Donna. Or?
No, I love you, Donna, because
honesty.
you're giving me the honest feedback.
Worst case scenario, that's what I'm giving you. So, yeah, but overall, it is a beautiful place. Like, there's a lot of mixed emotions there. So you might find again that you're happy one minute, you want to burst into tears, and the next minute you want to, you know, belt somebody in the head. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's because you're picking up on all the energies.
So if I hit Tom, I can get away with it, is what you're saying.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
amazing.
Yes.
Donna, these strong feelings you're referring to and the different sorts of feelings, are there different parts that it will have different experiences for Loggy? Because she's got a bit of a choice of what cell she sleeps in with Tom. So solitary confinement, Chopper's old cell, maybe one of the bigger cells where the Carlton crew used to hang out. Have you got any suggestions where she should head?
I just heard Chopper. I feel like, because he's a locket, you know, a very protective energy, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So I'd actually go with that one. But there is one room I could never enter in there, never. It's like every time I went to walk in the door, I was pushed back out, and that's the one with the old dentist chair in it.
Oh, my God, I just got full body chills. I'm not joking. I just got full body chills, Donna.
There's definitely something not nice in there, yes.
Okay. The other thing is just feelings. That's one thing. But I have felt growing up, you know, tugging on my bed sheets. I've felt people whispering in my ears. Obviously, hairs on the back of my neck standing up. Can I expect a bit of touching and feelings like on my actual body?
I was going to say that because you're female and you're obviously walking into a generally populated men's jail, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can expect to get a little bit touchy-feely, yes.
Oh, my God, that is shocking.
Well, that is shocking. What has Tom got you into, Log?
Well, can anything follow me home? Like,
Yes.
Great.
Look, I do recommend you go prepared with either sage or I actually use dragon's blood incense.
Okay, I've got dragon's blood incense. I do.
Beautiful.
Okay.
You just have a good smudge. Give everyone a good smudge before you walk out the doors.
Okay.
I hate to be the cynic of the group, but dragon's blood? Dragons aren't real.
No, I used to get asked that question if I got one in my backyard.
Yeah. And if you do, Cameron Ling is up for a flight, let me tell you, Donna. Okay, well, look, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm not sure this has helped you though, Log.
Look, Donna, you know, I don't know if I can do this, but if you want to bunk with me, would you be open to that opportunity?
I'm going to say no on that.
Okay.
So, no.
So you wouldn't spend a night at the old Geelong jail?
No.
Okay.
Because obviously I've been doing this for, you know, full time for 20 years and I'm very super sensitive. So, it's hard enough going there. And be prepared to, look, it could take you a couple of days to recover. You might get a flu symptoms, be very, very tired, run down, that type of thing.
Okay.
If Loggy happens to take out some of her anger, pent-up aggression she's got right now out on Tom, and it goes a little far, will Tom's spirit haunt Log for the rest of her life?
No, I think she'll be forgiven. I really do.
Oh, Donna, thank you so much. I don't know what to feel, but we are doing it for Lazarus. We are doing it for the homeless, the amazing work they do in our community. People can sponsor us. And so I ask, if you can afford something, please do. It's on our website, krock.com.au. Donna, I'll see you in the spirit world, I guess. If something happens to me, I'll come to you first, okay?
Okay, no, you'll be fine. But honestly, you can walk in there, just talk to them in your head.
Okay.
And say, look, I'm not here to hurt you or anything, and you should be fine.
Yeah, I brought a six-pack of scotch. You want to share one with me?
Oh, yeah, can I do that, Donna? Can I drink? Do you recommend that we drink in there?
I wouldn't know, and that's being honest, because if you drink alcohol, you're opening yourself up more.
Okay, good.
Oh, this is getting worse for you, love.
Thanks, Donna. Donna's Doorway is where you can go to find out more and get amazing readings with this amazing woman, donnasdoorway.com.au. Thank you so much, Donna.
Thank you. You're welcome. And have fun.
Yes. Oh, I will.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.